The WWF says Asia's wild tiger population numbered around 100,000 a century ago, but due to poaching and human activity, only an estimated 3,200 remain today, about half of them in India. The WWF said Thursday that the biggest threat to tigers is what it calls a poaching epidemic. Tigers are killed so their parts can be sold as traditional Chinese medicine. Intensive hunting of tiger prey, such as wild deer, also has depleted their food supply. Michael Balzer is in charge of the WWF's Global Tiger Initiative. He says human encroachment, such as large commercial farms, has forced tigers into ever smaller territories. They now live in only 7% of the land they historically covered.
It's pretty likely that if the trend continues, if this line continues to go down, we're probably going to see tigers to the point where they just cannot survive in the wild anymore and cannot breed any further in the wild, probably by the next year of the tigers.
The Chinese Year of the Tiger begins on February 14th, and the next Year of the Tiger will be in 12 years. To prevent a rapid decline of tiger populations, the WWF is urging Asian countries to commit resources to doubling wild tiger populations by 2022. Tigers are found wild in 13 countries, including China, Russia, and most of South and Southeast Asia. Ministers from those countries will meet in Thailand next week to discuss better protections for wild tigers. Balzer says Malaysia and Nepal have already agreed to work toward doubling their wild tiger populations. The WWF hopes to get a similar commitment from other ministers at the meeting, including China. China has a number of tiger farms for producing parts for folk medicine and argues the farms prevent poaching, but the WWF says farming tigers for medicine simply increases demand. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.